Proclamation number 6266 of 26th of May, 1955. No intercession in vain for souls beyond. You will all experience that my love for you is unlimited and that I therefore do not leave anyone to his self-chosen fate but come to everyone's aid, be it on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond. I take care of every soul you command to me, for whom you pray, whom you want to help in spiritual adversity. I help wherever my help is requested because I love you all. But you will only understand this when you enter the spiritual kingdom and all the souls come to meet you whom your prayer is delivered from their adversity. Only then will you know that I've heard every call from you and that no request was directed to me in vain. But you shall already know this on earth from my mouth. I will tell you myself that you can help every soul to whom you give love. And I want to tell you because a great deal depends on it, because all these souls only need to behold a small ray of love from you in order to turn towards you, which then already signifies the beginning of redemption. Because they receive from you what they need for further ascent. If you knew what effective means are at your disposal, you would have no other thought than to rescue souls from darkness. And they all thank you for it and always surround you so that you never do any spiritual work without their presence. And you cannot imagine the effect of this, for a single ray of light ignites again and makes countless more souls receptive for my word. That is why I already direct it down to earth, because nothing else extends its effect into the kingdom of the beyond and because it also has a transforming influence on the souls from the abyss. Effect. I give but I receive far more in return. My creations find their way back to me who kept themselves far away from me, who feel your love as strength and now also turn to me voluntarily because their hearts become soft and compliant through your love. And for the sake of your love, my love can now also express itself in these souls. I can provide them with strength which they can use again to work in love on the souls which are still in darkness. The work of redemption is so extensive that it can now be done on those unhappy souls of the deep, for a single soul has its appendage again, which will now, as it were, also be redeemed through your help, which is now before the end of the earth, before the beginning of a new redemption period, is of utmost importance. For countless souls will still be saved from the fate of a new banishment, which would irrevocably befall them if they were still languishing in deepest darkness and had not been shown a path to ascent. I love all my living creations and don't want them to suffer for an infinitely long time, yet I keep my law of eternal order and therefore cannot unlawfully redeem the souls which still oppose me. But your love can break this resistance and then my love can also become active. Therefore I help all those you command to me, for whom you pray, and I release them from their adversity. For my love never ends, my love includes all my living creations, my love wants them all to become blissfully happy. Amen.